Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 352, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
We do a cheers.
Clink.
Clink.
Don't ask me what it is. It's white wine. I found half a bottle in the fridge, so I was like, we're having that.
Yes, we will.
We certainly will be. There is a quiz for you as well. So not only will you be getting wine, a chicken and spinach curry, but you'll also be having a quiz about Greek gods.
Oh, no.
Mm. So good luck with that.
That is not on my forte list.
But won't it be nice when you get to it and you do really well and then everyone's like, wow. Either she was lying to us about not being good, or she's genuinely
good at guessing.
The best guesses in the whole wide world. And I think if that happens to you, then you'll be like, I'm always so good at this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and I am. Everybody will cheer and applaud you.
You know, I have been on a bit of a running streak with the quizzes. I mean, Brady Bunch aside, a few of them lately have been quite difficult and I've been nailing the quiz.
The teacher one last week was very good. Mm. You were very good at that.
Yeah, I excelled at that. A-plus student.
So much so that you ended up quizzing me just off the top of your head, had some teacher-related, school-related quizzes. Very clever. I've been watching a show on Netflix that I'll talk about a little bit later on, but it's about Greek gods.
Tell me more.
Well, maybe I can't tell you too much.
Tell me later.
That's why you'll be doing a quiz about Greek gods. Lots of news. Well, not too much, but I found some good stuff and some follow-up things as well. So I thought, why not get into that right now with something we like to call the news.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
The follow-up stuff I thought we would get to first because it just makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
And it is about Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, the sequel to Beetlejuice, which has been out and going quite well at the box office, the cinemas. Last week it was number one at the box office. And guess what?
It is again.
It is again.
Nice.
Yes, it managed to make over 50 million in 1 week, and now it is very close to that 200 million mark. I reckon there's no way that movie would have cost 200 million to make.
No.
I'm talking about just like in America.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy, right? It's not even like we're in September. It's not even, hey, look, it's summer holidays. Everybody's
end of summer holidays in the States, though.
So one last hurrah for kids. Yeah. Go and see a movie with their parents, a movie that the parents want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Or, okay.
They've driven me crazy. I'm exhausted. I'm going to go to the movies by myself.
Yeah, so you stay there and watch Netflix or whatever you're doing, probably playing Fortnite, I reckon. there's another movie out called Speak No Evil, and it looks a bit scary, therefore one that we definitely wouldn't watch.
No, I'm not going.
It's from a horror. It's a horror thriller. And I just thought, oh, no thanks. It's about an American family as they spend the weekend at a British estate only to discover that their host, James McAvoy, has a rather sinister side. Now, there's a name there in James McAvoy, but it still doesn't mean I'm going to watch it because it sounds too scary.
Too scary. I don't do scary stuff.
And left over from the summer holidays over in the US, Deadpool and Wolverine is still at number three.
That's pretty good. It's been out for ages.
Can I tell you how much it's made worldwide?
Yeah.
$1.3 billion. That's stupid, right? That's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's two very famous actors. It's two very famous, what would I call them, Marvel characters?
Yeah.
Stupid. Absolutely stupid how much money that's made. Do you want the next story to be about someone who you used to watch all the time?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yes. Right. Go on.
Jenny Garth.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Do you remember there was a time in the early 90s or mid-90s or whatever when Beverly Hills 90210 first came out here and we were all watching it and reading our TV hits and smash hits about it? Probably was in Dolly magazine as well.
Yeah.
And for a little bit in time, people were like, it's not Jenny, it's Jeannie Garth. And I'm like, that's really weird because her name looks like Jenny. It's spelled like Jenny. Just Jenny. Just call it's her Jenny because that's her name. There was probably some kid at our high school.
So it was like that small of a sample. Yeah,
that's what I reckon. Someone ruined it for us. I honestly think that. Yeah, I honestly think
and
that's what it is. And 100%,
$10 bet, it was their parent who went, that's not Jenny, that's Jeannie.
That's Jeannie.
And then they came to school and they were like, that's not Jenny.
How would you think G?
J.
Sorry, J, E, double N, I, E is Jeannie.
The only thing that's different is I, E instead of a Y. Otherwise, it's Jenny.
Yeah. We could just call her Jennifer.
Who was the other Jennifer? Wasn't there another Jennifer in 90210? Oh, no, Gabrielle. Gabriella.
Yeah. Andrea, you mean?
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, just really quickly before I start talking more about Jeannie
Garth. So that wasn't Jeannie the story. Garthay.
No, no, no.
Her name has been confirmed.
At the Emmys, Go Shogun. It won heaps.
Yep, cleaned up.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good show. I can understand. It's very much one of those shows also that you look at and you go, that's gonna win awards.
Yeah, it's an award-winning production.
Yes,
they've set out to be that level.
Yeah, totally. Anyway, back to a more award-winning productions, Beverly Hills 90210. Do you remember, I want to say it was about the late 2000s, maybe 2008 is when it was, 2008 to 2013, they had a show called 90210.
Yeah.
And it was the CW's reboot kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny says she kind of regrets
doing it.
Reprising the Kelly character in it. But it surprisingly, it ran for longer than I thought it would have.
You know why?
I didn't watch
it. Because Kelly and Brandon were finally together.
Oh,
they were a married couple, I think.
I should have watched.
I think I watched that one.
I wasn't in the mood. Oh, okay. If you didn't watch it, then there was no need for me to watch it. She said, and I quote, I wish I hadn't done it. No offense to them. The producer was a friend of a friend. And I remember he came over in my living room. He sat down and he was like, this is the chance of a lifetime. He asked me to do it and I didn't know how to say no then. But the people were very nice and all the best to them. And there was, you were talking about Gabrielle Carteris. She was also talking about, she said, I never wanted to do it. She was so shocked that they were doing a new show and she was like, are you just going to try and reinvent it over and over and over again? But remember they also did that one where they were in it. Like it was going back to them. It was not like 90210 where it was a heap of new characters at the high school. It was them. It was the characters that we knew from the original and they were back again at their age.
I thought
and
that's I watched what one- this one was.
It's two different things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I watched that, a couple of episodes of that one and I was like,
It just didn't feel right, did it? They tried, but the writing was off.
It was before COVID. I want to say about 2019.
Really? I would say it was well before that.
It's just that it's way, way, way in the back of your head.
I'm totally confused.
Yeah. Well,
I've gone.
Well, the thing is, if you Google 90210 show, CW show, you'll notice it's just a whole heap of people that you're like, oh, was this the new Steve? Is this your Brandon? Is this
so
your
what
Brenda?
Was Jenny in it then? She wasn't Kelly.
She was Kelly. She reprised Kelly. That's what she said. She said that. And I listened
but I'm
to her really.
Now.
Yeah.
I've got nothing to add because I'm muddled.
Yeah, very
and
muddled.
And I don't
person.
Have enough background knowledge.
All right. I want to talk about not another thing then. Rings of Power is the Lord of the Rings show on Amazon up to season 2, about halfway through, I'd say. Anyway, Michaela Kavanagh, she plays one of the hobbits in it, and she's an Aussie. And, oh gosh, what happened to me then? And she is going to be in a new suspense thriller called Watchdogs. And if you're thinking, I've heard of that before, Watchdogs, what is that? It was
a CW production.
Yeah, CW base. Production. It had Jenny Garth in it. Sorry, Jeannie Garth in it. No, Ubisoft had three video games actually called Watch Dogs, mm-hmm. and this is set in that world. Okay. It's basically the movie production of it. I don't know what the storyline is, but I'm guessing you could probably get a little bit from the original one and then throw a couple of extra storylines in from the other games.
Yeah, right.
But it's all about hacking in a world, like in the world. So what you can do, I think this is what you can do in the game, is you play a character who's incredibly good at hacking and can hack anything. So you can hack people's phones out in the street and take control of it and try and manipulate things so people, the bad, big guys can't find you, all that sort of stuff.
If you had those hacking powers, what would you do? What would you hack?
I would probably, wouldn't you just be like, okay, I'm going to hack it so it looks like I'm at work, but I'm not?
Okay.
Is that also a real sign of what whereabouts in the year we are?
Yeah.
Where you're not after $1 billion.
See, that's where I was like, when you were like, I'm going to hack it so I look, and I'm like, oh, yeah, like I'm not at work.
Oh, okay.
I just want some quiet time. The biggest, slowest slide down a mountain.
I just want a little bit of quiet time.
So I would hack to not steal anyone's money, but just generate new money. Yeah, just put endless zeros on my bank account and tell work, bye-bye now.
Oh.
We won't be talking ever again.
So instead of pretending to be at work, but not really,
I'm not going. I'm going to continue adding zeros to my account, and I'll just be doing lots of fun things. And because it is that time of the year and I am a bit tired,
yeah.
I might spend a couple of days just having a nap on a luxury yacht.
Not with Captain Sandy.
No.
Who would you go for?
Okay. Ooh, that's tough. I mean, Lee.
Yeah, obviously.
But then maybe I actually just want Lee as another guest. Do I actually?
And then maybe
when
just
he's
go
a bit too important up
Aussie
on the bridge.
Jason.
Yeah, Jason or Kerry, he's really good.
Glenn?
Yeah, but I don't.
You
think,
don't want to be on a yacht.
I don't want to be on a sailing boat.
A sailing boat.
Sailing yacht, yeah.
Mm.
So, okay. All right. Options. I was thinking about this earlier in the week.
Okay.
Well, that's a big lie because it might have only been yesterday, but I'll just say
technically
earlier.
Technically.
Week. Who is your all time greatest chief stew? Or if you were going on the yacht, which chief stew would you want?
So
you can have a list of all-time greatest. Like who's your top? Who is your creme de la creme?
If it's not on the show and it's not the show and I'm literally there for a holiday,
yeah.
Aisha.
Yeah.
If it is the show,
mm-hmm.
I want to watch Kate.
Yeah.
And if those two are busy, be happy with Hannah.
Yeah.
Because she'd be a bit of both, right? Because she gets stuff done.
Yeah.
But she'll also be quite entertaining. I mean, Kate got stuff done as well. They were all very capable.
Okay. Oh, yeah, 100%. I agree with that.
Sandy doesn't, but.
No. If I were just a guest on my own holiday, not television show, I think I'd have Daisy as my chief stew. Because she's fun. And she would actually chat with you. Mm. She'd tell you the gossip. And if there were issues, I would say, Daisy, bring your issues up over here mm-hmm, so that I can watch. And she probably would.
Mm-hmm.
If I were a real paying guest on the show, I'd want Aisha.
Yep.
If I was a planted guest, Hannah or Kate, 100%.
Okay.
I feel like Kate would be a little bit more covert. You wouldn't see it.
Oh, so you would miss the stuff.
You'd miss the stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Whereas I feel like right. Hannah, you could get in being like Australian.
Yeah.
I live, I think, kind of close to you.
Ten minute drive.
I haven't quite gone to stalking yet.
But it will happen.
I've seen her.
Didn't you see her?
I came up.
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
And it was the day, the day where you're like, I couldn't be bothered to get like dressed up. No. She looked like, she just looked amazing. And I looked at her trying to be cool. Yeah, she was at Kmart, but she's Hannah.
Yeah.
And I looked at her trying not to be like, but I was like just looking past her and
She gave me a full look up and down and a disgusted look, and I thought, oh, I've been shamed by Hannah.
You know what? She does look like the kind of person that would do that.
100%. Mm. But I feel like deep down in me waters, I want to be on her friend's side so I can see her do that to other people and not be the recipient of it.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, segue. I'm not really sure what we were talking about.
Watchdogs.
How did I get there?
I can't remember. But it's not about how you got there. It was the journey. No, that's the same thing. Journey and how you got. I'm sorry. It's now time to get into some watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Sorry, I'm still laughing at all of that.
It was. I love a good
segue.
I love a good segue, but I like it when people get really off track.
Yeah, me too.
And not for too long. You know what I mean? When they get off for too long and you're like, I was kind of wanting to know what the watching suggestions were. I just need something to watch.
But also, like, we talked about Watchdog.
Mm-hmm.
It's not thoroughly interesting.
No, well, we don't know what the story is yet, so. But it's nice
to
know that.
We somehow got there.
Did I say she was an Australian? So that's nice, isn't it? That's nice.
That must have been how we kind of got.
That must have been.
But that's a long jump.
I don't remember.
It's a really long jump.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. I want to talk about a show called Chaos. Spelt with a K.
Oh, yeah, I was just about to ask that.
It is. Do you want the one sentence synopsis from IMDb?
They're getting so lazy.
This is like, this is good enough.
They're so lazy.
A modern day contemporary retelling of Greek mythology.
Oh God, I love it.
That's all it is.
I'm going to give you mine.
Okay.
For my show.
Okay.
What, now?
Oh, no. No, you do it with yours. Yeah, okay. This one stars Jeff Goldblum as Zeus, and his wife Hera is Janet McTeer, and just a whole heap of people that you're like, I know you from stuff. How do I know
like
you,
a good
Prometheus?
I know you from stuff show.
And he was bloody Stannis Baratheon, wasn't he? He was. He really was. Lots of other people in there as well. I mean, you've got – just have a look who is Poseidon.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watched especially the first two seasons of Fear the Walking Dead, you were like, oh, my God.
It's him.
And Hades is really good. It's very quirky. So it is, I believe, it looks like it's filmed somewhere in
New Zealand.
Greece or. No, because it's supposed to be like ancient Greece.
I know, but everything's filmed in New Zealand because the scenery is so beautiful.
Yeah, true. But when it has to look like ancient Greece, it's not even looking like ancient Greece. It's set now.
Because we all know exactly what ancient Greece looks like.
That's exactly right. We know because it's on terracotta pots. This is not what it looks like. It looks like you've gone to a almost seedy holiday destination where it's more about nightclubbing than doing anything else. It's that kind of place. You know, maybe it was filmed in Crete, maybe Malta. I don't know. It was somewhere
those
around
shows.
There.
Remember those shows?
Yes, it's that kind of place. Yeah, those English shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank
it was just
you.
All about
Thank
that.
You for reading my book.
And they probably went on, not Jetstar, what's it called?
EasyJet.
It was probably that kind of thing.
And they came back bright red.
Yeah, they did, every single person. And they never ate anything but English food the whole time. They did not
just drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they lived from about 3 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, really not the holidays I like. But this is all about, because there's so many Greek god stories that, you know, it really does, I reckon, is one of the original soap operas. The way that Greek gods are intertwined with each other, have had these ridiculous affairs, marriages, you know, all this kind of thing. You're only the half.
Oh yeah,
god. You're half human, but you're the son of God, so people still think you're kind of all right. But the wife doesn't like you because you're obviously not her child because she's full god.
Yeah,
all that kind of stuff. Anyway, somebody dies, and then. We see them go into the afterlife and you learn a bit about the afterlife, and then their husband, who is very much alive, travels into the afterlife to try and rescue her.
Mm.
Yeah. Jeff Goldblum is being Jeff Goldblum, so what more could you want? It's really good. I like it because it's a weird way to tell these stories, but it's a new, interesting way to tell these stories that you end up just Wikipedia-ing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so who, what did Poseidon actually do? Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. It's, I think, I can't remember how many episodes there were. If I said maybe 6 or 8, that's probably about right. It's on Netflix. Definitely go and check it out if you're a fan of Greek mythology, seedy places to go and have holidays, or Jeff Goldblum. What's the one sentence synopsis for your IMDb or your IMD one sentence synopsis for the thing that you watch?
It is.
It's one sentence?
Yeah, it's one sentence. I told you, they're getting lazy.
So lazy.
Reality show about swingers who happen to be Mormon wives.
Reality show about Mormon wives who are swingers.
Yes.
Wow. So Mormon wives, they can be like sister wives, right? So their husband can have several wives. Is that right?
I think it's an older practice that doesn't exist so much, the polygamy, and I think it probably only really happens maybe in Utah.
Okay.
Because it is illegal in some states.
Yeah.
But I don't have a huge amount of knowledge.
Didn't bother Wikipedia-ing it.
No. So this show that I watched is a reality TV show.
Where is it?
It's on Disney Plus.
Oh.
Now, this, I feel like this is a new avenue for Disney. Well, it's a new avenue for me on Disney.
It's on Star, right?
It has to be on Star section. It's on Star. And it's called The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Now, you've seen
it. I know
the
yeah.
They have obviously put in so much money into the production of it and advertising it, because the trailer for it makes it look like you're like, what?
I'm into it.
What
I'm gonna happen?
I'm doing it. It falls pretty flat first episode.
Oh.
And that's saying something from somebody who really enjoys reality. However, I wonder if it's a reflection on me, because I do find it hard getting into a new reality show, because there is that weird equilibrium of me having to get to know them, but they're also getting used to being a reality person and narrating their own story in that way.
Yeah.
And it can be really clunky to start off with. However, I think Disney saw an opportunity and they swooped, and they would have swooped hard. So
is it the kind of thing that you can imagine Bravo having?
Yes, and this is why I wonder, was there a bidding war, or did Disney just go run and get this now? Because this group of Mormon wives already had a huge social media following, because they had a huge TikTok account. Well, they all have their own individual accounts, but they have the hashtag Mom Talk.
Mom Talk.
So M-O-N-M-O-M. T-O-K. So it's a TikTok. Okay. Mormon.
Mom Talk.
Yeah. Mom Talk. And their philosophy is they are trying to show the modern day Mormon wife, and that we can stretch the boundaries of feminism, and we're not all wearing special garments and things. But they are on TikTok, so they're doing a lot of dancing in like midriff clothes with beautiful hair and plastic surgery and things like that. And they have, as I said, a huge, huge following. So I don't have TikTok, so I don't follow them.
I bet you it's on Instagram.
Yeah. But people would know it.
So Mormons don't drink alcohol or caffeine, am I right?
So what I'm learning is there are the pure Mormons. And then there are the other Mormons who, I guess like any religion, we're not so devout, but we do push the boundary. So we drink a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the devout ones, no alcohol, no drugs, but their vices, sodas, they say, soft drinks. Okay. So that's what they do.
Okay.
However, it's all about keeping your body pure, things like that. But they're supposed to be so idealistic beauty-wise, and it's a really grey area of whether plastic surgery is keeping your body pure.
I was wondering that.
But I do know because I'm an expert on the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Obviously.
Which some of them are Mormons, but what is interesting is there are only three in that show who are actual Mormons and two have been excommunicated from the church.
Okay.
And one is obviously one of those not so devout Mormons because she drinks and wears.
Yeah, okay. Mm, okay.
Boob tubes and things.
There you go. So reality TV is helping you understand different religions.
Exactly. It's a religious
learning,
experience.
You're educationing
However,
yourself.
However, I've digressed again, which is what I seem to be doing a lot. Where Disney swooped was these women had this mom talk TikTok going crazy, wild. And one of them announced on her TikTok that she was separating from her husband. And the reason why they were separating was because there was infidelity in her marriage. And they actually, the whole mom talk group, engaged in soft swinging, which just blew up the internet and the group. And they just crumbled to the ground and they all kind of stopped talking to each other. So this is where I think Disney has gone. Run.
You guys can be friends again if we give you money.
We're going to give you money and we're going to try and like get the group back together.
It's amazing.
So it starts with the scandal of only sort of just happening and they're sort of talking about it. And there is obviously a bit of a time difference between episode one and episode two where they were trying to feel it out. So it took me until about episode three for me to go, this has something. I'm going to stick with it. It has something. But what they're pegging it as is they're trying to get the group back together again, but there are two who are butting heads to be.
They're the biatches.
Yeah. They want to be the boss of Mom Talk. And so there's, a lot
Whilst also swinging.
No, so they were all saying they weren't the swinging group. And the one who said she was the swinging group has just had an almighty fall from grace since the swinging scandal, lost her marriage, had an arrest, got knocked up by some other dodgy guy.
She sounds like she should be in Real Housewives of New Jersey, am I right?
So I know a lot of people have been binging it.
So can you, because that was another thing I was going to ask, is this, because I know a lot of Disney series now are like, okay, we're going to give you two episodes and then you have to watch each one week after, you know, they will release one each week, which is what they were doing with, remember, I think it was last week I was talking about English Teacher, which is set in Austin in America, and I have watched three episodes now. There's another one, a new one this week. So I was just kind of wondering if maybe – wasn't sure if that was the kind of thing that Disney does now.
Well, I wondered too, but they have released all eight episodes of this series, which is kind of good.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like reality is that, you know, Bravo have gone back, but they have very much been releasing week by week by week, especially for – Below Deck, Housewives, they're big ones. But with reality, you want to binge it.
Yeah, sometimes what you'll end up doing is just leaving it.
Mm.
I'm just going to leave it.
Yeah, and bank them.
Yeah, yeah. I'll watch so we can watch a double feature. Just a side note that I forgot to talk about in the news is that they're doing Big Brother again in Australia.
I feel like, didn't they just do one?
Yeah, like 3 seconds ago.
Like months ago.
Yeah. You know what I would watch?
What?
If they just released the old episodes, I'd probably watch those instead. I don't want to watch a new one. They're all influencers. They weren't influencers
then. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I don't want to do it.
I'm not interested.
And that's why maths and all of that really lost its magic because it was just influencers or wannabe.
Well, wannabes. And I think I didn't watch a lot of the later episodes, but when you think about the real world, which was early 90s, maybe, that first season is so different to even the second season.
Yeah.
Because the second season is filled with people who wanted to be in.
On TV.
Yeah, Real Housewives, the real world. And then I would imagine the later we get in the series, they're just all influencers. They have 100%. To be.
100%.
Yeah.
which loses the integrity of it.
I think about the one from New Orleans, which I think was around 2000, maybe 1999, 2000, maybe 2000. And there was one, and she was either she was the doctor or the guy that she met and ended up marrying in real life. Well, I mean, it is real life. Was a doctor.
Yeah.
So that you had real people.
Yeah.
Mm.
But there were, like, Washington, even the one in Sydney.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a lot of partying, but they still had a pseudo job
they had to
go
do,
to.
Yeah.
But they had to go to the job together. Mm. It was like there was some sort of resemblance of normal life, a responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah. Without that, you've got nothing. You've just got people who are going to get drunk all the time.
Well, it's just Big Brother.
Yeah.
But with the freedom to go to a bar.
Yeah.
It's Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it's Jersey Shore. That's exactly what it is. Okay, so that's called the Swingers of
– The Secret Life of Mormon Wives.
Okay. It sounds intriguing, that's for sure. Now it's time to get into this Greek God quiz. Do you want to know something that I have laughed at? There's only five questions instead of six because I've written question 1, 2, 3, 2, 1.
Why?
Why? Okay.
So weird.
So weird.
Don't you use the bullet system?
I was writing it to myself as an email.
Okay.
On my phone.
Okay.
So... and doing other things at the same time. But anyway, we've got five
counting
questions.
Backwards.
So, yeah, exactly. So for you, you are feeling unsure about your Greek god knowledge. Maybe this is a blessing in disguise from the Greek gods.
Thanks, goddies.
Is Zeus the god of the sky or of the earth?
Sky.
Yeah, he's really good at making storms.
He's got clouds around
and
him.
Stuff. Yeah, lightning. I think Gaia is the mother of the earth. She's like Mother Earth. That's who Mother Earth is. If you had played Horizon Zero Dawn, you would know exactly all about that, okay?
I know Gaia as a probiotic.
Perfect. Of the
of
earth.
The earth. Get your feet grounded. Get your gut grounded.
Okay, so I'm going to... You're not going to know who... Okay, I'm going to word
Why
this.
Don't you give me... Well, now only four... Because I've got
four left.
Are the answers the names?
Yes.
Are all four answers the names of a god?
Three of them are.
Okay. Why don't you give me the three names and then I'll just choose from those three for those questions. No, just tell me the questions.
No, because I think you're going to – one's too obvious. Okay.
She says now.
So Zeus had a wife. Her name was Hera. There you go, giving you that.
I thought you just said it was Gaia.
No, no, no. She was the mother of the earth.
Oh.
She's the goddess of the earth. Okay.
Okay, so Zeus had a wife.
Whose name was Hera.
Hera.
So Zeus's wife. What do you think she was the goddess of?
Well, he was the sky.
He's Zeus's wife, Hera. Yeah.
The sun. Mm-hmm. The
wife.
Okay.
This is a clue.
Well, that's why I went son, because I thought it was kind of connected.
Wife. What would they have done in order to have been husband and wife?
Married.
She was
the god of love.
She's the protector of marriage and married women.
I didn't do ancient history.
Who
in modern history
is this? Is not going to help you then. Who is the god of the underworld? I'll give you an either or.
That's the bad guy, Hades. Do you know the picture in my head is Darth Maul?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I reckon. The one in my head is the one from the game Hades,
okay,
which is a cartoon anyway. Who is the goddess of the hunt? So arrows, it's either or. Is it Artemis or Athena?
Artemis.
Yes. Yep.
Archery. Artemis.
Athena is the goddess of reason, wisdom, and war. So she's pretty busy. So she's trying to reason with everybody.
She's got a finger in too many pots.
Yeah, I feel like she's got a lot of conflicts of interest.
Management are like, we're going to need to split up your role.
This is not.
You can't be wisdom and war.
Do you know what I reckon it was? There was another god doing the war thing, right?
Yeah.
And then they were made redundant, and then she got piled on with, like.
Well, it's going to be two.
Yeah.
Two ideas to a war, right? Two sides of the story.
Good point. That's why. Okay. Yeah, good point. Final question, and also the second final question because there's only five. Who was the god of the water, seas, Poseidon. And the ocean? Yes. Is that because of the movie Poseidon Adventure? Uh-huh. Brilliant. Yeah. He was also the god of horses and earthquakes.
Yeah, this is just weird. Like, choose one and excel.
Maybe this is why they're horses. Ancient horses. Gods. Like, they're not gods anymore. Well, maybe they still are gods. I'm just thinking about the book and TV show American Gods, where if nobody believes in these gods anymore, they still exist, but they're just like hanging around.
Yeah, right.
And I think it's because their roles got really messy and convoluted.
Yeah.
Do you know another thing I think? When you think about Zeus, you do not think of Jeff Goldblum, right?
No, I think of a cartoon.
Big, muscly guy.
White beard. No shirt. Exactly. But a very, very tiny waist and hips.
Santa on steroids. Yeah.
Santa who has a gym membership.
Yes.
He goes to Gold's gym.
That's it. 100%. That was brilliant. Every single moment of it, especially the final question.
Yeah.
So, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Dear God, it's me, Margaret.